Wolf's Claw by Chris Raitt. Performed by Toby Longworth. Directed by Christian Dunn. His enemy wore the scaled blue-green livery of the traitors. He was massive, a heavy treading monster in tactical dreadnought plate, with twin chain blades slung under combi-bolted fists. Already, three wolves of Fenris lay at his feet, bleeding and broken. Bjorn crouched low, hugging the wall of the corridor. Ship combat was a close, claustrophobic thing, a matter of thick shadows and tight spaces. Only four remained of the pack he had brought with him onto the Alpha Legion frigate Iota Malafilos. There was nowhere to fall back to, no cover to use. Three more traitor legionaries advanced in the shadow of the Terminator champion, crunching over the bodies of the fallen as they came. Bjorn tensed, readying for the countercharge. He felt the hunt spirits of his surviving brothers prepare for the same. And just then, just as his muscles flooded with hyperadrenaline and his heart thudded with kill urge, he remembered how it had been before. He remembered going to Sliak for the tools of war he needed and what answer he had been given. What would the Blade Maker say, Bjorn wondered, now that the tide of murder had risen again? What curses would spit from those burned and blunted fangs once he realized what had been done? Down in the depths of the Hierathnical's forge level, the fires never went out. Calderas of molten iron poured ceaselessly, flaring as the liquid metal hissed into the formers. Hammers rose and fell against adamantium anvils, and the whine of the conveyors was broken only by the steel-thin benediction of crimson-robed tech priests. Bjorn pushed his way through the toiling masses, heading with singular purpose towards his target. The flagship's forge master, glowering in a near-black array of scored and ancient battle plate, was waiting for him before the open maw of a glowing furnace.
I wondered how long it would be.
The priest of iron spoke from behind a slope-grilled death mask. Bjorn hailed him.
I seek the one they call Blade Maker.
We're all called that down here. But you found the one you're after, and he already knows what you want.
Bjorn looked up at Sleak Blade Maker's towering servo arms, slick with oils and bearing the chip marks of recent work.
I need a gauntlet.
Sleak laughed, his voice as dry as brazier coal.
The Wolf King likes you. Sent you down himself, I was told.
He drew closer, and Bjorn smelled his acrid smoke stench.
It won't do you any good. You could be Lord Gunn himself, and you'd still have to wait in line.
Bjorn raised his left arm. It terminated in a tangle of scorched and broken metal spars. Since losing his hand on Prospero, there had been no opportunity to forge an augmetic replacement, and his last combat against the Alpha Legion had mangled what remained. He turned the stump in the light of the fires.
I can't fight like this. Not again.
I heard you'd been doing fine.
I need to grasp a blade again.
For a second time, the forge master laughed.
More than one.
This was my sword arm.
Best learn to use the other, then.
Bjorn squared up to Sleak. Don't jest with me, Hammerer.
You think I jest? Look around you. I have 4,000 warriors to clad in armor. Every hour that passes brings me another bloody tally of cracked armor and broken blades. I have worked my thralls to death to meet the thirst for iron, and it will not cease while the snakes have us by the throat. You have your sight, your strength, and you can carry a boulder. That makes you one of the lucky ones.
It is not enough. I need a gauntlet.
Sleak stooped, lowering his blackened helm until it was a hand's breadth from Bjorn.
Get in line.
For a moment, Bjorn didn't move. He flexed the fingers of his right hand, considering forcing the issue. It was a possibility. Sleak was big, but Bjorn had taken on bigger. But then, grudgingly, he backed down. Brawling with his own kind would only accelerate their likely doom amid the rust-red stars of Alaxis.
I will return. You will not refuse me again.
Sleak merely shrugged and returned to his work. His servo arms whirled into action and the fires blazed anew. Bjorn strode on past rows of laboring thralls, barely noticing the flicker of arc welders against their heavy masks. His every nerve burned with fury. He would have to enter combat again as a half-breed, a liability, a cripple. His own death held no fear for him, but the thought of failing his pack brothers soured his blood. Then, in the final reaches of the forge chamber, he saw it. It hung on adamantium chains, half lost in the darkness, glinting sharply from the reflected light of the furnaces. It was complete, pristine, and savagely beautiful. Bjorn picked out a mortal thrall.
You, who was this made for?
The thrall bowed clumsily in his thick forge armor.
I know not, Lord. Shall I beg knowledge of my masters?
Bjorn looked at it again. The alloy was flawless. This was a singular thing, the work of an artisan genius. The bearer of this would slay and slay until the stars burned out and darkness howled across an empty void. Bjorn extended his withered arm.
Can you fit it?
Yes, but...
Do it.
He reached for the hanging chains. His pulse was already quickening.
Do it. Now.
Roaring death curses from the old ice, Bjorn leapt out at the enemy. His four adamantium talons snarled into energy-shrouded light, harsh blue against the gloom around him. The Terminator champion came at him hard, chain blades juddering in the bloody shriek. The two warriors crashed together, and Bjorn felt the raking pain of adamantium teeth cutting into his pauldron. He took a bolt round close to the chest, nearly hurling him onto his back. He veered, swerved, and thrust, twisting to keep his foe close. He thrust his wolf claw upwards, catching the legionary beneath the helm. Lesser talons would have cracked and splayed, breaking on the reinforced gorget collar and opening Bjorn up to the killing blow. But these talons bit true. Their disruptor shroud blazed in a riot of blue-white, tearing into the thick ceramite. The claws pushed deeper, slicking through flesh and carving up sinew, muscle, and bone. Hot blood fountained along the adamantium claw lengths, fizzing as it boiled away on the edges. The champion staggered, pinned at the neck. Bjorn twisted the blade, and the enemy fell, his throat torn out, thudding to the deck with the heavy final crash of dead battle plane. Bjorn howled his triumph, flinging his claws wide and spraying blood flecks across the corridor. In his wake came his brothers, firing freely, locking down the surviving Alpha Legionnaires and driving them back. Godsmoke, Bjorn's second, chuckled as he ran past, glorifying at the deed.
One-handed no more. We shall have to find you a better name.
Bjorn paid no attention. He was restored, ready to rip and tear and pierce, crippled no longer by fate and the whims of war. Blademaker could curse all he liked. He would not be getting these claws back. Bjorn roared.
Slay them! Slay them all!
And, with a grind of battle plate and the crackle of disruptor energies, he strode out, whole once more, into the shadows.